Many thanks, Ed. Now 19 past the hour, we're going to continue our discussion on the outlook for earnings, commodities, the markets in general, with Michael Shaul. He is chairman, CEO, and founding partner of Marketfield Asset Management, based here in New York. We were talking during the break about the Fed. How important do you think the Fed is right now, Michael, in the general scheme of things?
Not terribly important. I mean, they seem to say things and the market seems to move in response, but the market's somewhat schizophrenic. But there have been periods in the last 6 weeks in which the market went up when we thought the Fed was going to hike rates. So there have been periods of time it's gone down when we've seen the same thing, and the same thing would be said about the Fed being on hold. You know, my increasing belief is that the Fed is not going to be a huge factor in this particular investment cycle. I think they're going to be so late to actually start to adjust policy back to normal levels. By the time they do it, the natural course of this business cycle will have played out.
It seems like Stanley Fisher's comments were timed to remind people that the Fed is still technically on track for a rate increase this year. Mm-hmm. But I would put to you that your last comment is a little bit naive, because it's the market is not schizophrenic. The market is reacting to the possibility of a rate hike in a deflationary global cycle at a time when the U.S. is not firing on all cylinders. And it's right to be concerned that the Fed would be tightening into that.
Well, what I try to say was that the market has been schizophrenic because it has responded in two directions to the same news on different days. And,
Well, the data has been weak. Come on, Michael, the data has been weak. If the data was strong, people would embrace an interest rate hike as running parallel with a strong economy. But none of these economies are strong.
I think the U.S. economy is actually quite strong. I think I'm entitled to have a slightly different opinion to you and to outline it. I think the U.S. economy is fine. I think the Fed could and should have raised rates months and months and months ago. I think they've got themselves into a bind where they've kind of treated, sort of indulged the equity market as if it's a teenager, and now they're bending over backwards to try and work out what a spoiled teenager wants. I think that's a tough place for a central bank to put itself. I think it's unfortunate that it's put itself there, but I go back to what I said before. I don't believe that the Fed is going to have a major role in terminating this economic cycle. I think they are going to be so slow to actually normalize policy. And normalizing policy is not raising interest rates by 25 or 50 basis points. It's getting to the point that we have a flat or inverted yield curve. I don't believe they will manage to do that before this economic cycle ends.
I want to get your take on this news of the day, the Dell EMC deal.
Sure.
The stock was up. It's been up on speculation that we would see something like this. Two companies that have been very troubled.
Yep.
Coming together, it feels a little bit like Hewlett-Packard and Compact in a strange way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Corporations that are being challenged right now to grow top line, and they cannot do it any other way than to merge with one another. What does this tell you about the climate that we're in right now?
You know, as I say, I think that was a good deal if you were a pre-existing EMC shareholder. I think you wake up very happy in the morning. And if you were an EMC pre-existing debt holder, you wake up very unhappy in the morning. You know, the debt was down about 14 cents on the rumor, and that's money that's not coming back in a hurry. So, you know, I think a lot of these strategic mergers make sense for management, which is compensated if it works. They may even make sense for shareholders that at least have upside if these things play out, or if they get cash in a transaction like this, they go home happy. The constituency they do not make sense for are the bond market, the credit market. I do think that increasingly corporate activity is adversarial for bondholders and the credit market. And I think the rest of this cycle is going to play out over continued volatility in credit markets, which really was the story this summer. It was domestic U.S. credit, which was volatile. Eventually, it'll end as all cycles do. I don't think it's ending right now, but I do think we've seen the peak for the for a lack of volatility in U.S. credit. And I think for the rest of this cycle, the story is going to be, by and large, widening spreads and disappointing returns.
Michael, let's get your views on China. Emerging Yep. market stocks have advanced over the past 9 weeks or so to a high, and it seems that the China concern has faded. You mentioned earlier you're not so concerned about China, but Jim Chano said they're not restructuring their economy, that domestic consumption is still around 37-38% of the overall picture. What's your view?
Well, I think he's kind of right about that. I don't think they are restructuring, but what you do have is really a somewhat bifurcated internal economy in China. You know, you have a really quite troubled investment, fixed asset investment, and industrial sector where you really did have overcapacity and a lot of investment in ideas that didn't make sense. I mean, you've got a service sector which is really, you know, still growing at historically decent levels.
All right, Michael.
Yep.
I'll take it out. Thanks. Michael Shaul is chairman, CEO, and founding partner of Marketfield Asset Management, our guest here in New York on Bloomberg, the First Word Asia. 25 past the hour now.